How Prayer Humbles Us by Mark Altrog. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 1 Peter 5, 6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. Most of us don't like to humble ourselves. At least, I don't like to. And prayer is an act of humility. Prayer is an act of weakness. When we pray, we admit to God that we desperately need help, that we're weak and needy and not in control of all things, that we are not self-sufficient. But God is attracted to this act of humility. We humbled ourselves under the mighty hand of God. In other words, prayer acknowledges that God is sovereign and controls all things. We bow before His sovereignty. We acknowledge that God rules by His mighty hand, and we can't control a single thing in and of ourselves. Prayer waits for the proper time for God to lift us up. Waiting for God is humbling for us, and again, we acknowledge that we can't change anything and must wait for God to. We must patiently wait for the one who knows the end from the beginning, the infinitely wise one who knows the absolute perfect time to come, riding in to rescue us or supply our need. He knows the perfect time to answer our prayers. Our affliction won't last 1 second longer than He determines. God tells us to cast all our anxieties on Him. Why must we tell God our cares when He already knows them? Because asking is an act of humility. And since God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble, 1 Peter 5:5, prayer puts us in the position to receive grace. God so longs to pour out His grace on us, He tells us the best way to receive it. God tells us to cast our anxieties on Him because He cares for you. When we pray, it's important to remind ourselves that God, the Creator of the galaxies, the Sustainer of heaven and earth, is deeply concerned for us, individually. I used to think God was so busy running the universe, He didn't have time for my petty needs. But I found out that God loves and cares deeply about His children individually. He knows us by name. He knows every hair on our heads. So pray because God cares about you and your anxieties and needs. If He feeds the sparrows of the field and the ravens that cry out, how much more will He hear the cries of His precious, blood-bought children? Don't be proud. Don't try to tough it out and get through life on your own. Humble under the hand of the Almighty, who is tender-hearted, sympathetic, and generous, and waiting to pour out His grace. Cast your anxieties on Him, and He will lift you up at the proper time.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local AngelTree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship AngelTree strengthens and encourages families every day. AngelTree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.